Yesterday we talked about how many times God is mentioned in the Bible. Today we're going to talk about Christ, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is mentioned many, many times in the Bible as well. In the New Testament primarily. And he is mentioned 1,216 times. Matthew 1:16, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Many times Paul gives a greeting in Jesus Christ. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. He also ends with his many of his writings with Christ. Philippians 3:8. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things for loss, but loss for the excellence of my Lord, in whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. 1 Timothy 1:12. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Second Peter 1:11. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Galatians 1:12. I neither received it of men, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Romans 2:16. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. Philemon 1:3. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 1:15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Romans 5:11. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Colossians 1:4. Since we have heard of our faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints. 2 Timothy 2:8. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to the gospel. 1 Corinthians 1:4. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ. Acts 15:11. And we believe that through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ we shall be saved, even as they. Ephesians 1:5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Well, like I stated, Jesus Christ is mentioned in the Bible 1,216 times. It's a lot of times, being that it's just the New Testament we're talking about. He is the sum total of the reason that we're here. He created by him, and by Christ created all things, and by him all things consist. (Clears throat) Romans 3:24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. First Corinthians 1:7, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:11, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Philippians 2:21, for all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 15:17, I have therefore, whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God. Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to the riches in glory by Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:9, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. John 1:17, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. First Corinthians 2:2, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Well, we could go through all of these different pages that describes Christ in all of his fullness. There's a total of, in the New Testament, there's a total of 41 pages that describe Christ 1,216 times. He was probably one of the most significant people in the history in all the world. You know, First Timothy 1:14, and the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. First Corinthians 1:8, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 3:1, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Acts 16:31, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. Well, we can gain much by looking at all the times that Jesus Christ's name is invoked in the New Testament. Well, I hope you all have a good week this week, and we're told that Jesus was made a little lower than the angels, but he is now been crowned and given a name which is greater than any name. In the name of Jesus Christ, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless.